Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, talking some Titans 5-0 on the season after a big win against the Houston Texans on Sunday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM, sponsored by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. Floyd, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are doing very well. And Floyd, obviously the big news of the day yesterday, Taylor Lewan, torn ACL, out for the remainder of the season. Obviously that's very bad for the Titans. How bad do you think it is from an offensive standpoint in terms of what they've been able to do and how that affects them moving forward?
Yeah, you know, you can't lose an all-pro, you know, all-star caliber left tackle and not have it affect you. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't compensate for it, which they will have to do. But still, you just can't. You know, this team, we don't have enough stars to be losing a star. and so it creates a problem. I think if you look at the tackle position, you compare it to a year ago. You know, we're down to the third and fourth left or tackle and maybe looking at a fifth, you know, so it's hard to compete in the NFL when you're playing backup tackles.
So, Floyd, as you look at this situation, obviously a lot of this is going to depend on Isaiah Wilson at least getting ready so they can feel like they have a third tackle if needed, and if not, you know, at some point really push into play. But really, after that, you know, they have one practice squad player at tackle. It doesn't look like any of the interior linemen would pop outside, at least based on their histories. So would you be looking seriously right now at other teams to try to get another tackle before the trading deadline?
Well, I mean, you might, but the problem is, regardless of what you do, there's not a tackle out there available that you're going to bring in that could, you know, fill Taylor's shoes, let's face it. And so whatever you bring in, short of some just mystery player popping out, is probably a little bit more of the same, you know, a little bit more of what you have. And so, you know, right now, I mean, we have to, the young guy has got to come along. I mean, there's more pressure on him now than ever, and how he responds to that and how he responds to the coaching and whatnot will be critical and really, really important. But other than that, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you're going to find a tackle out there that is better than even your rookie first-round draft choice. You know, they're just probably not available, not out there.
Former Titans general manager and co-host of Jared and the GM, Floyd Reese, on the line with us, sponsored by Sealmaster. Floyd, you know, Ryan Tannehill obviously off to a great start to the season for the Titans. Do you think he belongs in the NFL MVP conversation? I know it's early. I know we're only five games in. But if you were handing out awards right now, like, where does Ryan Tannehill fit in that mix, in your opinion?
Oh, he's playing great. I mean, he really is. He's playing really, really well. And you can look at games where maybe he's not quite up to standards. But, I mean, let's face it, he's going into a lot of these games and throwing for, you know, three or four touchdown passes, maybe even running for another. I mean, he's lighting up the scoreboard, which is really, really big. I mean, us on offense, we've really been playing pretty well. You look at the, you know, we've had 2 weeks in a row where we scored 42 points. When's the last time that's happened? So it's, I mean, they're on fire and they're playing well. And Derrick Henry is, as we know, Derrick Henry. And so right now they're in pretty good shape. And that's why, you know, you kind of, you know, you're really hitting stride. You're really hitting, you know, maybe as good as you can play, and then you lose somebody like Taylor, and how much does that affect your efficiency? And, you know, that's going to be a giant question, especially this week. You know, when you're playing Pittsburgh and the pass rushers they have, I mean, you better buckle it up.
Right. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to have to give Sombrilo, and we assume it's just going to be Sombrilo right now with Kelly staying where he's been, and we'll see on Wilson, you know, how fast he can come along, but probably have to give him more help. So how much does that, you know, hurt things? I guess basically you're at least probably chipping him, you know, maybe somebody is staying in that would have gone out, things like that. I mean, How much do you think this might even affect Tannehill? I think one of the things I've been so impressed with Floyd is how he stands in. And even if the protection breaks down, which usually hasn't happened until a few seconds, he stands in, he'll take a hit and still deliver the ball. But do you think this even affects his mindset a little bit, just knowing he doesn't have that guy protecting his blind side now?
You know, I would imagine it would have to. And that being said, I agree with you. I mean, Ryan has been a consummate professional with his ability to stand in there, even in the face of getting smacked. You know, the hard thing going into a week like this is, you know, you're kind of, do you want to drown in the Atlantic or drown in the Pacific? You say, okay, I need to give Kelly help on what? And then you go, well, no, maybe I need to give, you know, Sombrero help on Truett. And then, yeah, well, maybe I need to. And so, you know, if you end up doubling or chipping both sides, then you've got just a couple of guys out in the pattern, which helps their coverage. And so, you know, you're saying to yourself, okay, which way are we going this time? And I guess you probably try to change it up enough that you have them guessing. But the truth is, you know, you're probably not going to guess right every time. And Pittsburgh, at least in the first five games, they've shown the tendency to pretty much get theirs. You know, I think they're leading the league with, like, you know, 24, 25, 26 sacks or whatever it is. And so they're off the charts with putting pressure on the quarterback.
Floyd, what are you seeing right now defensively from the Titans? Obviously, the numbers are not good. Is there a fix in your mind when you watch this group right now defensively?
I'm not sure. Until we can get, you know, some speed back at the corner position, I'm not sure there is. And I think we've seen at least twice in the last three games where, you know, as a defensive guy, when you're calling signals, it gets really frustrating. You know, you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to bring a fifth guy. I'm going to put us in a man for man with a free safety kind of coverage. Well, then you can't cover the guys outside and they get a completion. You say, "Oh, okay, I can't do that. Let's go ahead and sit back and let the rush get there at some point in time," and then the rush doesn't get there and, you know, they run around or they complete another one, and so you're kind of going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm not sure there's an answer to it other than just being patient, because we've seen, like I said, a couple of times in the last couple of games where you get impatient and you say, well, I'm going to blitz. You know, I'm just going for it. And it's cost us touchdowns, you know, in at least a couple of the last two games. I mean, we saw the one coverage this week with Butler when he got beat, and I don't know what the heck that coverage was. You know, I've never seen anything like that. So, you know, you're either making a mistake or you're putting people in a position where they just don't have a great chance to be successful, and you're kind of praying another part of the defense is going to bail you out. And to date, we just haven't seen a lot of that. If we go into a game on defense and are unable to get some kind of turnovers, I mean, I think it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah. That TD. Yeah. Looked like some kind of miscommunication. I would assume there, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was so wide open and Butler, you know, it looked like he was looking for a free safety and there was no free safety and he was way, way, way inside and there wasn't even a free safety in the picture. You know, so you're saying to yourself, okay, there's something not right about that. I'm not sure what it is.
So $25 million basically invested in Jadeveon Clowney and Vic Beasley. So far, you know, no payoff in terms of actually getting home to the quarterback. From what you've seen of those guys, and I know you know, Beasley didn't play much at all in this last game, but from what you've seen from those guys, is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, from the beginning, I'm not sure that we could have looked at Clowney in his history and said, okay, this guy's going to come in and get 12 sacks. You know, he's just not been that. So I'm not sure we weren't looking through some kind of a veil when we were looking at him and expecting, you know, tremendous pressure on the quarterback, because he's just never been able to do it. The other kid, Beasley, has for a year been able to do that. Now we haven't seen it, but like you said, I mean, I can't remember, but I want to say he played maybe 12, 16 snaps. You know, that's just not very much play time for a pass rush guy. And so I don't know, you know, if they need to put together, you know, some kind of a group that is just strictly a speed group. I mean, the truth is, we're just not showing that consistent outside pressure to compensate or to add to maybe what we're getting from Simmons. And Simmons is really doing a pretty decent job considering he's really the only kind of legitimate pass rush we're seeing right now. But with him rushing that well inside, we should be getting something from the outside guys. And I don't know if you have to start looking at an Evans and moving him in there. I'm not sure if you don't go, you know, if your four-man rush doesn't all of a sudden end up being, you know, Beasley and Evans and Simmons and Clowney or a DB like we used to bring with Logan Ryan doing some things like that. But we're going to have to mix and match here until we find something that we can at least get some consistent pressure on a quarterback with.
Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GM here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, has been our guest, sponsored by Sealmaster. Floyd, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate
it. Have a great day, guys.
You too, Floyd.
You as well. It's going to be interesting. I mean, this defense right now, you look at what's going on out there, you're not generating a ton of pass rush, especially when you're rushing just, you know, Clowney and Beasley, and Simmons got there a few times the other day. I thought Harold Landry had a nice game. But it's not happening consistently enough. And when you couple that with what Floyd was talking about, some mistakes in the secondary, it's just been not a very good recipe for that Titans defense so far. And yet, in spite of that, here they are, 5-0. Right. I mean, that's the good thing is I think certainly there are some guys out there with track records that tell you that they can do more and they should do more. I actually think Clowney has at least he's had some moments where you've noticed him. Beasley, you know, Correa's gone now, you know, and now you would think that Beasley would be in line for more work. You know, maybe that'll happen this week, but it was surprising how little he played last week.
When we come back, the NFL has wrapped up their investigation with the Tennessee Titans. We'll discuss what they found on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.